Colossians chapter number 2. Verse number 10. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Lord, we thank you this morning that we have the opportunity that we can come and worship, that we can look into your word freely. We thank you for those today who are guarding and protecting those freedoms around the globe. We pray for them and ask you to be with them and their families. We thank you today, Lord, that you loved us, that you sent Jesus to be our Savior. And Father, this morning we pray that as your word goes out, it might reach out with power today, and that Jesus Christ would be uplifted and exalted. For it's in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. Paul here makes a statement that's somehow beyond my comprehension. It's really so deep that it's deep, nearly too deep to totally understand it, yet it's so powerful you never can ignore it. We find here in our text today a great and an awesome truth that Paul in five words summarizes all of salvation. When he says here to this church and the church at Colossae that ye are complete in him. Ye are complete in him. Five simple words. Yet today they embrace what Christianity is really all about today. You see the word complete, and when you read that word today, it means to be full. It means to be fulfilled entirely and wholly. Jesus speaking in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 17 said, "Think not I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." Jesus did not destroy the law of God. Jesus today did not come to do away with the law of God. He did not come to do away with the prophets of the Old Testament. He simply came to complete the law and the prophets. All the law and all the prophets today are complete in him. They're fulfilled in Jesus Christ. We are complete in him. Totally, totally, totally holy today. You see, today the meaning of everything is Jesus and Jesus only. We see a lot of folks today who are trying to save the world. They're trying to save the world from global warming. They're trying to save the world from poverty. They're trying to save the world from all sorts of ills and problems and bring peace around the globe. Yet today we find that the world really does not need saving. The world simply needs redemption. And that redemption comes today through Jesus Christ. Because you see today that no redemption will ever come from a creed or a cause. It'll never come today from some code or not even from the church today. But redemption this morning comes from Jesus only. This entire universe, the plans of God and the hope of all the ages come down to simply two words, Jesus only. The Apostle Paul, as he traveled around the globe preaching today, and as you read the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul in the latter chapters of the book of Acts, and you take as he travels, then you begin to read through his epistles, and as he tells the church at Corinth, we preach Jesus. He told them in another place, "And I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. No other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid." This morning we need to understand that Jesus Christ and Jesus only is the hope of the ages. In Jesus, we're complete. We're 100%. We're 100% forgiven. Jesus doesn't forgive us 95%. He doesn't forgive us this morning a little less than 100%, but we're forgiven 100% today. We're 100% redeemed. We're 100% reconciled to God. We're 100% secure in the arms of Jesus. We're 100% saved today. Amen. One of the songs that I guess that I like a great deal today, and one of my favorite hymns, is "There Is a Name I Love to Hear. It sounds like music to mine ear. The sweetest name on earth, Jesus, today."
Amen.
The other day I run into an individual, and as I was going into a place and he was coming out, and I said, "Well, why are you no good?" He said, "I know Jesus." I said, "I do too." That's a pretty good thing to know, isn't it? We're complete in Him. We're 100% in Him. We're wholly and completely in Him. And why is that today? Why are we complete in Christ? Well, we're complete in Christ this morning because of who He is. Who is Jesus today? You know, we sometimes talk about we know Jesus and we sing about Jesus and we read about Jesus today, but who is Jesus this morning? Well, I want to tell you today that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He's 100% God and He's 100% man. Mathematically, that's impossible, but we're not dealing with mathematicians today. We're dealing with God. And somehow or the other, wrapped up in a robe of flesh, Jesus Christ came into this world, conceived by the Holy Spirit in the virgin womb of Mary, and was born in a barn in Bethlehem and laid in a manger. And this morning He became the God-man, 100% God and 100% Jesus today. You read about in John chapter number 4 where that He was traveling and His disciples had gone to buy food, and there at Jacob's well He sat down because He was tired. As a man, He got tired, and there we see Jesus the man. But He was still God enough that when the Samaritan woman come, He could tell her all things ever she did. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is God today.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Savior. John chapter 14 and verse number 6, the Bible declares that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except by Me." There is no other way to heaven today. There is no other way of salvation. There is no other way of forgiveness today. If a man ever wants to see inside the pearly gates and to walk upon the street of gold, to view upon the throne of God and see all the beauties of that celestial city, he must go through Jesus Christ.
Right.
Someone says, "Well, do you believe that if a Jew who is sincere in their belief and does all and follows all of the Jewish religion today and keeps all of the religious rituals, do you believe that person without Christ is lost?" Yes. Many times we're asked, and today we're living in a tolerant society, and we're accused of many things today. And one of those things is when they begin to talk about the different religions of the world, and today we're being overrun by the Muslim faith, and we constantly hear about Islam in the news, and we're viewing Islam and Muslims that are growing in great numbers. And people say, "Do you believe today that those Muslims who have a sincere belief in Allah, who today would even give their lives to die for Allah, do you really believe that they'll die and go to hell without Jesus?" Yes. Unequivocally, this morning, any person this morning without Christ is lost. You can be a Baptist and be lost. You can be a Methodist and be lost. Being saved has nothing to do with your religion. Being saved this morning has everything to do with Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter a nationality. It doesn't matter today the poverty level. It doesn't matter your level in society. Nothing else matters today but one simple little fact. And that is this morning, do you know Jesus? You see, it's Jesus and Jesus only. You see, Jesus this morning is God's Son. He was God's sacrifice for sin. He's the only perfect sacrifice that ever came into this world. Perfect and sinless today and separate from sinners. And became the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world upon the cross of Calvary. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world today. There is no other Savior. There is but one plan of salvation. You see, you look at all the Bible today and you find that throughout the Bible, we find that it's the story of Jesus. When you get to the book of Genesis, you can find that Jesus there is the promise that God give a Messiah that would one day bruise the serpent's head. When you get to the book of Exodus, you find that he's the Passover lamb that was given today for you and I. Every book in the Bible points to the cross of Calvary. When you read the book of Deuteronomy, you find this morning that, and are reminded of the law, our schoolmaster that was to bring us to cross, to Christ. And as you begin to study through the historical books of the Bible, and you'll find that all the kings of the Israel were imperfect today. And most of them failed. Yet today they were all types of the coming King of Kings, the only perfect ruler that will ever reign upon this earth. When we get to the New Testament and begin to read the Gospels, they're simply the story of the birth, the life, the suffering, the death, and the resurrection, and the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing today in the Bible that's not about Jesus. William Graham Scroggie has written a book called The Romance of Redemption, a survey of the entire Bible. This morning we need to understand that every part of the Bible, every book of the Bible, every line of the Bible today is simply a very simple story, pointing us to the Lamb of God today that God gave today that we might be saved. Jesus Christ, he is the Son of God. He is the promised Messiah. He is the seed of the woman. He is the one that came today that we might be saved. Jesus is the Son of God. That's who he is. But we're not only completing him because of who he is, we're completing him because of what he did. We sometimes read, what would Jesus do? Well, we can read in the scripture and find what Jesus did. What did Jesus do this morning? He died for us. He died for me. He died for you. He died for sinners. He died for an entire world. We sing in the hymn this morning, on a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross for the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. Jesus died for us. God loved us and Jesus died for us. That's what he did for you today. See, Paul in Colossians chapter 1, and as you begin reading, if you begin reading sometime in verse number 12 and begin to read down through the rest of the chapter. It's nearly a hymn that Paul wrote. If I had the capability today and knew how, I would dearly love to set those words to music and sing them as a hymn, because you see, as you read through what Paul writes in those verses, you find what Jesus did for us. Paul tells us that this morning he delivered us from the power of darkness, that he translated us into the kingdom of light, that we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. We have peace through the blood of his cross, and we've been reconciled to God. That's what Jesus did for us today. You see, man's need today is so obscure to this world. We hear a great deal about the needs of man, and we're sorting out and looking here and looking yonder, and we're constantly trying to solve the problems of our world. Man has one simple, basic need today. When a little baby is born into this world, when they come out of that mother's womb, and they're placed in that mother's arms, and they go home to that home with that family, that baby has one basic need. Now, I know they need diapers, and I know they need milk, and I know they need all of these other things, but the one basic need every person born in this world comes with is forgiveness of their sin.
Right.
Now, you think about it. That's what man's need's all about today. Man has a great need, and that is forgiveness of sin. Because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We don't hear a lot about that today. We don't hear a lot about original sin. We don't hear a lot today about sins in general. We simply hear so much about God loves you, you need a better life. But the one thing every individual must come to account to today is forgiveness of sin. We need forgiveness. The word forgiveness simply means grant a free pardon, to give up all claims to any offense or debt. You see, we have a debt. I've told you before, but I once visited a man. I used to visit him quite a bit, and I would talk to him about his soul and about being saved. And one thing he was always so proud of, he'd say, "I always paid my debts. I don't ever cheat anybody out of anything. I always pay my debt." And one day I told him, I said, "You know, you always tell me you pay your debt." And he said, "Yes, I do." And I said, "Well, there's a debt you can't pay." He said, "There's not a debt." I said, "Yeah, there's a debt you can't pay, but Jesus paid it all." Jesus paid it all. You see, when they open up the book, when they open it up and you begin to look at it, you find this morning that in that book of debts, there's nothing against us today. Why? Because Jesus this morning has already taken care of it. Paul says in Romans chapter 4, "For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now unto him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man to whom God imputeth righteousness without works. Blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. When you owe somebody money, they have a record, and as you make payments or ever how you pay your debt, they'll write down that was paid. One day it'll all be paid, and you get a little thing and it's over with. But you know, sometimes mistakes are made. I received a phone call, and I said, the man said, when are you going to pay us? I said, I already paid you. He said, we don't have any record of it. I said, just a minute. I went through my checks, and I said, check number so-and-so, dated so-and-so, signed by so-and-so. Oh. Can you send us a copy of it? I said, I sure can. Why? Because that debt had already been paid. When God today looks at the book, he can see all the stuff I done, but the debt was paid by Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. He bore my sins in his own body on the tree. He forgive us today. The Bible said he delivered us from the power of darkness. I don't totally understand all that he delivered us from when Paul here describes and talks about the powers of darkness, but I believe today with all of my heart that he brought us out of darkness. He brought us out of the evil and out from under the control of the devil and Satan today. And he translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We've been put into the kingdom of God today. And then we're headed to heaven. Why today? Because of what Jesus did. I'm complete in him. Then because of what he is doing. Paul says in Colossians chapter number 1 and verse 17, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. By him all things consist. The word consist means glue or stuck together. He's holding this world together today. Jesus is the glue that keeps everything from falling apart. Now there's coming a terrifying time upon this earth. We read about it, and it's called the time of Jacob's trouble. It's called the Great Tribulation period. It's going to be a part of the day of the Lord. And when we read about that, you read of the terrifying events that are going to take place. When the sun's going to begin to scorch men. When the sea is going to turn to blood. When all kinds of different things are going to get out of kilter in our universe. Darkness. Everything is going to be out of control. It's a terrifying time coming upon this earth. Because when you reject Jesus Christ and you try to live into a world without Christ, you live in a world without order. And when you begin to read of all the terrifying and horrifying things that are going to take place, you need to realize today that everything that is holding all of this thing together is the Lord Jesus Christ. He keeps the stars in their orbits. He, this morning, keeps the oceans and the rivers flowing in the right direction. You ever thought about the power of the oceans today? We saw just a little bit of it in the psalmities and some of those things that have already taken place. But have you ever thought about that? The Bible tells us that God takes a little strip of sand called a beach and holds back the power of the ocean. What if he removes that protection? We've already seen just a little bit of it. A terrifying time. I'm complete in him today because of he's holding everything together. You see, Christ is the glue this morning. He's the glue and the consistency and the order of our universe. He'll hold our lives together. Sometimes we want to fall apart, don't we? Sometimes we want to get to the point we just want to just crumble and fall apart. Thank God today we've got somebody that can put it back together again. Amen. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty together again. I read somewhere where that was a parody of what Christ did for us. Of course, we took a great fall. And nothing in this world could put us together again. But thank God he could take up the broken pieces and put us together again. That's what Jesus is doing. He's still doing it today. He's holding our world together. He's holding lives together. This morning, he is, and we are, complete in him. You know what Paul says? He said, giving thanks unto the Father. We ought to be thankful today for Jesus. If you hadn't got anything else to be thankful for, be thankful for Jesus. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. Giving thanks to the Father. Singing praises to the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Ye are complete in him. Are you complete in Christ today? That's the question you have to answer this morning. Is he your Savior? Is he your Lord? That's what you have to answer in your own heart, in your own life. If he's not, he can be. He wants to be. He welcomes you with open arms today. As we stand together, Brother Bruce Ben Barber, come. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time we've been together. I ask you to take this very simple message, use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.